You are about to listen to The Light of Emunah, a Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is being produced Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information, please visit the Light of Emunah website at www.tloe.us.
Welcome to the Light of Emunah podcast, Parshas Kisavo. This adaptation is dedicated in honor of my dear wife, Devorah, and our dear daughter, Chaviva, and for Refuah Shlema for Avram Shlema ben Henya, Ratza bas Rochel, and Henya bas Fredel. The Parsha opens, V'hoya Kisavo el Oretz, and then continues on a little bit later, V'lekachto Mereshis kol pri ha'adama. It will be when you enter the land that you shall take of the first of every fruit of the ground. The Be'er Moshe explains, when you enter the land, you must immediately fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim, the first fruit. This is very perplexing. First, we must take possession of the land, settle it, plant trees. It'll be many years before we see fruit. Says the Be'er Moshe, this teaches us the great value of longing and yearning to fulfill a mitzvah. By way of the joy and craving for the mitzvah of Bikurim, it will be considered as if we have already fulfilled it. Hischadshus, renewal. A Jew seeks Hashem, yearns and pines for Hashem, so everything is new for him. His service of Hashem transforms into the most vibrant and fresh of all. It is never repetitive. Everything is like the first time. Each moment is a new reality. Never before have we done what we are doing now. It only seems as if we have. A person wakes up in the morning. He is a new person. Every day is a new day. Yesterday there were confusions, silliness, and anger. Today I remember nothing. Everything begins anew. I do not walk around with yesterday's pain, confusion, anger. I begin afresh. We are a part of the divine from above. In Parshas Bereishis it says, "B'tzelem Elokim bara Osai," in the image of God he created him. We are always drawn higher. We want to experience godliness. We are measured precisely by these matters, how successfully we elevate ourselves, detach ourselves, even a hair's breadth from the suffering, banalities, battles, strictness, and wasted moments of life. In every moment, we have the free choice to set everything aside and focus on true matters, matters that bring us close to Hashem. Being a Jew means struggling for our connection with Hashem, within the darkness, within the heaviness, within the routine, and within all the things that do not go well for us. We try, despite everything, to elevate a bit, feel something, and connect. Strength and desire, do tshuva. In heaven, this service is cherished, falling and beginning again. The main thing is to continue. The main thing is not to lose hope. Losing hope is worse than all of the sins that we commit. When a person throws up his hands and despairs, he loses his will and he is thereby disconnected from his inner essence. He is distanced from himself. He loses all of his vitality and transforms into a broken vessel. There is no one with whom to talk. Despair is completely losing one's desire, and thus the person is detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is left? It is impossible to serve Hashem with joy and renewal if we haul around our past failures and worries about the future. A person must live in the present, be happy about the current moment, be joyful constantly. We must contemplate the thousands of favors and kindnesses that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every moment, and we must thank. Just as when a person receives a gift from a good friend, the first favor he can return is to receive the favor with an illuminated countenance and show him that he is happy about the gift that he received. We too, when we go through life with a happy and joyous expression, it is the greatest acknowledgement and praise that we can give the Master of the world. A person must be jovial, must sing, must constantly thank Hashem before trouble arrives, God forbid, not wait for troubles and then try to be freed of the misfortunes. Rather, we must constantly be blissful, constantly sing to Hashem, and constantly thank Hashem. Then the suffering will not occur. A Jew must completely refresh. We are forbidden to fall into routine. Even though routine is not necessarily a bad thing at all because it provides order to life, it sets a schedule, it helps us accomplish and fulfill our obligations, it allows us to achieve. A Jew does not look backwards, only ahead. In Yiddishkeit, there is only from now on. Hashem looks for a small inspiration from us, right now. This inspiration is so significant and precious in Hashem's eyes, more than anything else is. Even if we have tried to begin anew dozens of times already and we have not succeeded, even if we have fallen to low places, we are forbidden from paying any attention to that because the current moment never existed before and we can attain so much in this precise moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remain somewhat childlike, innocent, happy, curious, like a child. The Pasuk in Hosea tells us, Ki nar Yisrael v'yavayu, for Israel is young, I love him. The virtue of Israel for which Hashem loves it most is youthfulness. The Jewish people are constantly youthful. Their love for Hashem never grows old. It is constantly renewed. I do not receive my vitality from memories of the past or plans for the future. My vitality and joy derive from the present moment, from my connection to Hashem right now in everything that I do. Chana prayed to have Shmuel for many years. When he was born, she said, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti, for this youth did I pray, that he remain childlike and innocent throughout his life. We receive renewal from tzaddikim, whose lights are so pure and fresh, no old age or routine is able to darken them. One who merits drawing near to the tzaddik is able to, even in old age and exhaustion, renew like a child. The tzaddik inspires desires, reveals the godliness within us, shows us how much Hashem loves us, warms our hearts, gives us hope, washes us in his pure waters, ignites us with his flame. Tzaddikim live every moment anew. They relentlessly yearn to draw a little closer to Hashem. It is never enough for them. Tshuva is so wondrous that with one thought of tshuva, a person can alter his entire reality. It works even only in thought. A person commits some sin and thereby causes damage, and then he feels badly. He has a thought of repentance, and everything is instantaneously transformed. He is suddenly capable of receiving divine light, a pure and clean light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens all the gates because that is how Hashem created the world. Tshuva is above the world. Sin cannot touch the elevated place of tshuva because tshuva holds such an elevated place. The Pasuk in Bereishis says, V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim. And the divine presence hovered upon the surface of the waters. Even before creation, there was water. Water is tshuva. As we say in the Pasuk in Eicha, Shivchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of Hashem. Pure, clear, holy water. Anything that a person ruins cannot touch these waters, cannot touch tshuva, because tshuva is above the world. We are rapidly approaching Rosh Hashanah. How can we comprehend that each year we receive such an exalted and tremendous gift, that Hashem is ready to forgive and pardon all of our sins? He is prepared to bring us close again, even after we have become so distant? Rabbi Nachman taught that the secret of life is veiled in the hidden aspect that nothing can touch, the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eternal love for us. How can we awaken this anew? After we damaged what we damaged, after we have failed to overcome our inclinations, after the fact that all of our vitality throughout the year drew from our illicit desires, we must at least be embarrassed. Shame must pierce our hearts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to return and reawaken the love and forgive all on the condition that we are ashamed by what we have broken, that we truly want to fix it. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, anyone who commits a sin and is embarrassed of it is forgiven for all his sins. The main element of tshuva is the shame we feel. Rabbi Nosson wrote, the more embarrassed we are, the more Hashem forgives and pardons our sins. Desire is joy. How can a person achieve true joy? Genuine elation comes only when we desire, not when we act out of compulsion. When we yearn, when we love, we experience the joy. If we hear a lecture and we are inspired, we must not discard it just because we have tried it before and failed. We should stand in a quiet corner and say, Creator of the world, I just heard a holy lecture from this tzaddik, and I too want this. I want it. Help me, Father. Daven, plead, every single word is precious to the Creator. If a person strengthens his will, he will attain everything. All Hashem wants from us is to awaken, that it come from us. Even though we know that everything is from Hashem, when we find ourselves in the lowest places and we are inspired and we say, I have stumbled in sin, I fell to where I fell, I do not know how to explain it, but I want you, Hashem, only you, this is Hashem's pleasure. Constant desire and yearning is the most important element. A person is awakened, so he lifts his head and screams to Hashem. Even an internal scream, a cry of the heart, a silent shriek. When we are calm, we continue to learn and do other things because it is impossible to burn and scream endlessly. A person wakes up in the morning with the desire to do good, so he davens well, so he says kind things to those around him, so he encourages himself. Our inner desire is who we are. Hashem loves our desires more than our successes. The successes belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our only success is getting up and beginning anew. When a person looks for something that he lost, there is no value to the time he spends looking. What matters is the moment that he actually finds the item. Spirituality is different. The searching itself is the finding. The pining for light is the light. Indeed, we have not yet achieved. We have not yet merited. But we want. We lift our heads and we talk to Hashem. We cry out to Hashem. We plead. We recognize that only Hashem can help us. We are our desires. Nothing connects a person to his creator more than speech. Speech creates new realities, realities of proximity to Hashem. As soon as a person opens his mouth to speak to Hashem, a spark of his soul's light ignites and he receives new vitality. Rabbi Nachman taught the power of personal prayer, aka speaking to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for that Jew on that tough day in the middle of his exhausting routine who occasionally stops for a moment and lifts his head to heaven, articulating a few words to the Creator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not satisfied with a superficial connection to the laws of the Torah, halacha, and precautionary measures, established rules that are immovable, what we call Torah knowledge. We generally have no issue with these. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to connect in an even deeper manner. Once we know that Hashem exists, that there is Torah, that there are laws that we must keep, that we may not deviate from the Torah left or right, we must then arrive at the innerness of everything, the soul of every matter. Why is it difficult for people to perform mitzvahs? It is because they have not revealed the inner essence of Torah, the delight of being attached to Hashem. When everything is superficial, we have no vigor or strength. We skip, we take shortcuts, and that causes us to feel even less alive. We are pushed farther away. Connecting with Hashem is connecting with the light and sweetness of the world, with His pleasantness. Our entire duty is to guard this connection and bond. This gladdens us more than anything else does. Even if we experience all kinds of other pleasures, because after all, we are not ascetics, in rare moments we understand that it is the greatest pleasure when we love Hashem. We need nothing else. When a person in the midst of all of his failings, for example, I have not succeeded with my children, I have not succeeded in tefillah, I have not succeeded with my spouse. When he acknowledges, but I love Hashem, I love holiness, I love those amazing moments that are found within me, even if they are infrequent. When he recalls these moments of love in the midst of the chaos of life, he is calm, he is connected. Renewal is impossible except via emunah. If we fully comprehend that there is nothing aside from Hashem, ein od milvado, it is impossible to be sad. We are compelled to smile, be happy. We would know that these are all tests and trials. Every problem with our spouses, our children, our homes, our neighbors, our livelihood, our health, each person with his own issues are all constrictions. We want to sail through life and we are suddenly limited by time, troubles, and suffering. If we would change our perception and look through eyes of emunah, everything would be different. What are eyes of emunah? They tell us that everything Hashem does is for the best. Whatever we receive is perfect because it is precisely what we need to reach our completion. Whatever happens to us is from Hashem's love for us. There are no mistakes in divine providence. Renewal is clear and wholesome emunah in the creator of the world, that he is all-powerful, that he gives life to nature constantly. Consequently, everything is in his hands, and he can change anything at will. Yet it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will that this matter be concealed. Therefore, he created nature, so people will not discern that he sustains everything, that all life to the entire world is provided by him continually anew. Rabbi Nachman once said, I live today like I have never lived before. There are many types of life, and they're all called life, but today I lived a good life that I have never lived before. He was rejuvenated every single day. He never wasted a single day of the days of his life without adding holiness and vitality. When we live with emunah, we never cease revitalizing. That concludes the Torah portion of Rav Azulai's Light of Emunah, and now as we do every week, we conclude with the tefillah that Rav Azulai shares with us from his heart, his cry to Hashem. It is a very personal and intimate part of him, and it reads, Master of the world, help me accept everything with love, to remember that whatever I have is from you, that it is precisely as it is supposed to be, that it appears exactly as it is supposed to. For me, it is perfect because I have received everything directly from you, and everything was created specifically for me. Whether my spouse, my children, my grandchildren, my neighbors, my house, my livelihood, my health, my mind, my heart, my appearance, and the same for everything. Everything is perfect for me because it is exactly how things must look for me to complete my correction and reach my fulfillment. Help me, Father, to accept whatever happens to me throughout the day with joy and love, and to know that it is as it is supposed to be. It is ideal for me because you do everything. Everything comes from you. It is forbidden for me to complain about anything, not about the weather, not about traffic, not about any malfunction or disruption to my plans. If I complain, get angry, become dejected, it is a lack of deference to the way you conduct my life. It is as if I'm saying that I would have done things differently, better, God forbid. Master of the world, I experience such joy when I write these words because it shows me that it is the truth, that it is the key to a happy life, that it is the path to happiness. When I accept everything with joy and love and I understand that it is best for me, most perfect. Have an awesome, uplifting, and wonderful Shabbos.
You've been listening to the Light of Emunah Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is produced by Hillel Caps Productions, Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information about the Light of Emunah or to receive a weekly Parsha newsletter, please visit www.tloe.us.